It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Each week, we focus on one of the great games against today's opponent, the Augustana College Vikings. Who remembers homecoming 2019? Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. The last homecoming game here at Chet Anderson Stadium against Augustana. Beavers down 7, had 95 yards to go, less than a minute to go, no timeouts. Of course, the Beavers won the game. Not only drove down the field for the touchdown, but went for 2 in the win. Head coach Brent Bolte.
Started with actually before the drive even started, because Coach Bish, you know, we turned the ball over going down before it, if you remember, going down to kick a field goal to win the game. Turned it over, they got the ball like at the 40, and I think there's like 2.5 minutes left. We had 2 timeouts. Well, I can read, and I knew if we got a couple first downs, all they had to do was take a knee, and they got the first down. We came out, we burned a timeout, and Coach Bish is like, we gotta let him score. I'm like, no way, I've never heard of that. He's like, we did it back at wherever he was at, and they won. I'm like, all right, so they scored, missed the extra point. So we're down by 7. So yeah, they kicked off. Mikey, I was like, I don't care if you bring it out from 15 yards deep. Let's make a play. Bounces off his chest and goes out at like the 5. I'm like, oh, doy. But yeah, after that, made a couple plays. We got some benefits of some late hits and came down to 4th down play where we scored and then rolled the dice on a 2-point play that didn't really get executed super well, but found a way to run a little throwback to Matty Gross, and then it was all chaos into the lake.
The 2-point play actually happened twice. First play unsuccessful, but there was a hanky on the ground. The Beavers ran the same play again.
The scoring play, it was wide open the play before, and we missed it, and then it was an extraordinarily tight window when we scored. So, you know, if it's not broke, I guess don't fix it. So went back to the same. We dressed it up a little bit differently, but we exact same route combination, yeah, and we snuck one in there.
What did that game mean to the players? Fifth-year senior nose tackle Joshua Lay.
Oh, you know, that game, it was a surreal moment, you know, probably one of the most exciting games I've ever been a part of in my career here. Just the atmosphere and everything, you know, homecoming means a lot to us. We've got a long streak going. We take a lot of pride in that and winning homecoming, and other teams take a lot of pride in trying to ruin it for us. So we know Augie's going to be coming, they're going to be excited, and they know it's a big day for us and they're going to want to ruin it, but
you've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.